Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. It appears the new weapons screening at the state capitol is working. New numbers show out of more than 121,000 visitors entering the capitol since February 17th, security has stopped 52 illegal items. Colonel Christina Bogoyevich of the State Patrol.
Those would include knives that aren't allowed into the Capitol building. Someone brought a camping skewer, a marshmallow skewer that was turned away. I believe there was a screwdriver, but the majority of them would be knives, things like that, that people carry in their pockets.
She says 548 gun owners have entered the Capitol and all had proper permits. People in Minnesota and around the world are remembering Prince today on the 10th anniversary of his death. Kevin Curd of Meet Minneapolis says Prince was an unofficial ambassador for the city and state.
Never kind of stopped saying how much he loved Minneapolis, how much he loved Minnesota, and kept coming back here. And obviously he built Paisley Park here and lived here for so much of the time, and makes it easy for us to tell the story of Prince's Minneapolis is kind of how we term it.
Paisley Park is open to the public for free today for a day to reflect. There will be a memorial candle lighting at 4:21 this afternoon. Spring migration is underway in Minnesota, but along with returning birds comes a heightened risk of highly pathogenic avian influenza. Minnesota Turkey Growers Association Executive Director Ashley Cole says producers are on alert.
The weather outside is nice, so folks are just kind of sitting at the edge of their seat. And it's the quiet things that you don't necessarily want to say out loud, but you have to acknowledge.
She says so far this spring, Minnesota hasn't seen any bird flu outbreaks. And U.S. Senators Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and Rand Paul of Kentucky introduced a bill that would allow state and tribal governments to regulate hemp-derived products. The Minnesota Timberwolves are celebrating a 119-114 comeback victory over the Nuggets in Game 2 of the first-round playoff series. Anthony Edwards had 30 points and 10 rebounds last night, and Wolves coach Chris Finch says Ant was outstanding.
Unbelievable. I think also in that period when we were down, you know, he was great on the bench, you know, great leadership, you know, positive. He recognized he needed to get into attack mode and get downhill a little bit more. You know, he did that. He got off the ball when they put two on him.
The Wolves rallied from a 19-point deficit in the second quarter. The best-of-seven series is tied at one game apiece and moves to Target Center Thursday night for Game 3. And a bill that would regulate electric motorcycles and motorized bikes is headed to the Minnesota House floor. Representative Tom DePell of Cottage Grove says currently there isn't a good classification for an electric motorcycle in the state. This is MNN.